Hi, it's Mortain. So I've got some more book reviews for you. These were posted in 2004. The first one is The Professor and the Madman by Simon Winchester. Synopsis: the biography of the Oxford English Dictionary, its chief editor, and a paranoid schizophrenic who contributed over 10,000 entries to it. It's also a look at Victorian English imperial projects and medical and mental care. Opinion: the good. The author is keenly sympathetic to the characters he presents. Even though Dr. Minor, the madman, is a murderer, we are presented with a man who is troubled and ill, not vicious. Winchester also paints a fascinating portrait of Professor Murray, the chief editor of the dictionary. Perhaps more to the point, he confronts the unexpected enormity of the project that was set before the English literati, and discusses the minute details of creating and compiling the OED, considering its very limited budget and almost non-existent categorization technology. The bad: this story is nonfiction, and it therefore lacks a certain amount of vibrance. Winchester maintains the historian's distance and does not invent scenes between the doctor and the professor. While this is a good thing scholastically, it can make for dry reading. The ugly: there was not much that was truly ugly about this book. It's a good read, a light look at a serious and sometimes esoteric subject. I would have liked more of a biography of the dictionary itself. It seemed that Winchester focused on Dr. Minor more than anything else, to the detriment of the many trials and tribulations, political and economic as well as personal, that Professor Murray must have encountered in what would become his life's work. Grade: B plus, strong recommendation, well written, with some style flaws that make it a little less fun to read. And our next one is The Bad Beginning, another children's young adult novel, and those of you who have seen the Lemony Snicket movie will recognize it. Title: The Bad Beginning by Lemony Snicket. Synopsis: Book one of a series of unfortunate events tells the start of the tragic tale of the Baudelaire children, Violet, Klaus, and baby Sonny, as they are sent to their uncle Count Olaf to be raised after the death of their wealthy parents. Opinion: the good. I enjoyed The Bad Beginning very much. It was a nice, quick read which helped establish the setting, including the time period. One of my only complaints about Harry Potter is that I can't tell what decade the books are supposed to take place in, and characters quite firmly for me. I especially enjoyed the physical experience of reading such a nicely bound work, as well as the intellectual pleasure of the writing itself. Literature majors will especially have fun with the names in this series. The names are an homage to dark tragedies throughout literature. The bad: the plot is a little transparent. There are a few surprises in this story. If you can think of a way things will get worse, you can bet they'll get worse. If you can think of a way for the children to make it better, chances are so will the children. The kids are just one notch smarter than they probably should be, even if they're supposed to be above average. However, my main complaint with child protagonists is that they're usually more mature than kids their age would be. I felt that Violet, Klaus, and Sonny were a little too mature, but no more so than could be anticipated from their new circumstances. The ugly: a friend of mine pointed out that the thing that makes me really frustrated is actually an intentional jibe at children's literature, which introduces a three-syllable word and then has to define it for the audience. Once I got that, I could overlook the various definitions and find some humor when the definition was more complex than the word itself. Grade: A-, highly recommended, well-written for a children's novel, and a physical joy to read. And when I say that, I mean that this book, all of the Series of Unfortunate Events books, are hardcover, and they're bound in kind of a soft covering, and they're wonderful to just touch. If you are a bibliophile, this is a great series to enjoy in a physical, you know, touching kind of way. One of my favorite things about books is that you can smell them and touch them and enjoy them. Really, it's not a fetish, I swear. And the Series of Unfortunate Events just completely plays into that enjoyment. My next review is The Word for World is Forest by Ursula Le Guin. Synopsis: a short science fiction novel about the struggle of a peaceful humanoid species against a tyrannical colonizing culture. The good: I bought this a few years ago at a science fiction convention because it was nice and short, and I was curious at the way genre novels have been experiencing what I call the Tolkien-Jordan-Ron bloat, where they puff up to a size that's utterly ridiculous for the amount of story they actually have to tell. Weighing it at 176 pages, The Word for World is Forest is a refreshing breather and a good book to take to the beach. The Athshans are interesting characters, and their struggle is not to put everything back the way it was before, which is refreshing in a novel with such a clear message as this one. The title of the novel comes from an anthropology linguistic theory that in all human languages, the word for our planet is some variation on dirt. How a culture names the place is an intriguing question in itself, especially as we grow closer to exploring other planets. Earthlings will doubtless name a planet long before they ever interact with its inhabitants, who will certainly have their own name for their homeworld. The story is well written, with one notable exception below, and it's a charming idea to have a species which lives entirely inside forest and perceives it as life rather than the earth and dirt. The bed. Anyway, this is a decent enough sci-fi novel. It's a little predictable and a little transparent. The parallels to Vietnam and other American colonial actions is pretty obvious. Le Guin falls just short of calling the fire napalm, but you know that what you're reading about, and except for the very particular Athshian culture and biology, this could have been written about America in nearly any war or military action of the last 50 years or so. The ugly. The badness of the bad guy, who actively expresses every possible racist comment you can think of, relating not only to the aliens but to other humans as well. I have to say, I much prefer bad guys who are more ambiguous. Le Guin does a better job of villains in her later novels, where she's gone away from the good guy-bad guy opposites and into more collections of people whose strengths and weaknesses interact in interesting and compelling ways. Great. B minus. Strong recommendation, well written, with some flaws or predictability that makes it a little less fun to read. That's my three from the archives for today, and I hope you enjoyed them. Well, catch you next time.